We're back on with Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Appreciate more time.
No problem, Adam.
We talked a lot about deer moving from their summer to fall patterns and how, you know, where you might have had your trail cams before, you're not seeing any activity anymore. So you recommended changing locations of trail cams to more travel type corridors. That's what I took from your conversation with me earlier anyway.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. Another thing too is, you know, make mock scrapes, put some product in them, make a licking branch, take a sapling in your area, cut it, you know, 2 feet or so, hang it from a tree, put a little deer scent on it, and put a camera on that, on them heavy movement areas that the deer are using. That's the kind of stuff that they call it the October low. It's not really, it's just a change of pattern.
That's interesting. And you guys got the products there for the licking branch, mock scrapes, that stuff, right?
We're fully stocked with Code Blue, Tinks, all that stuff. Even some Conquest stuff that I personally use on my licking branches. And it's effective.
All right, let's talk about birds. Man, great reports coming in from lots of different areas around the UP, although the traffic has definitely increased. Foliage is coming down. Hunters are all over the place chasing rough grouse and woodcock right now. What are you hearing in the shop and seeing at your camp?
The same thing. Bird numbers are great in Marquette County this year, in my opinion, and as well as many of the customers are getting out. Same thing, they might have had birds in one area yesterday. They may have to change because of the weather. Birds move around too, so the hunters are kind of having to do the same. But the numbers are great. The guys are excited. And the cooler temperatures are nice for the guys running dogs. They can run a little bit longer and get out and travel some more country.
Excellent to hear that reaffirmation from you on the birds as well. I was kind of expecting that, but let's talk a little bit about any bear, any fishing reports you might be getting right now. I have heard the walleye has been decent, even if you're just fishing from shore right now, but it's sort of hit and miss. You got to be there at the right time.
The guys out fishing late season walleye are having great success. Some pretty nice fish being caught here in the local West End walleye lakes, and people are happy. Crankbaits from shore at dusk is what a lot of guys have been giving us some feedback on.
All right. And I would have to throw in there, I'd try some fire tiger myself if I was going to do that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but how about bear? Anything from the bear hunters?
As far as the bear go, I'm getting a lot of reports of guys in five coming in saying my deer moved out and I got bear on my camera. They're trying to put their feet on, their weight on for the winter months as well. And most of them are boars, and it's a matter of time. And they'll be denning up soon, so just a part of nature.
I've seen it so many times sitting in a tree stand with a bow in my hand. It's like, damn it, here comes that bear again.
Yeah, they're pesky this time of year, but a couple more weeks and weather changes and they'll be denned up.
So how close to the rut do you think we are for white-tailed deer?
I think we're a little ways off. I just think because of their nutrition and stuff, they're a little bit more active. And we're a few more bucks here in Central Marquette County and Southern Marquette County. I think that they're having to move around and do stuff a little bit sooner than later this year.
All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to checking on the rut with you next week if we can get some more time from you. And thank you for today, Ryan, letting us pick your brain. Good intel. Good stuff.
No problem, Adam.
Ryan Piziola from downtown Ishpeming at Wilderness Sports. And this is The Outdoor Show.